good to see you. Hey, it's the weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, February the 22nd, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. Let me roll out the red carpet for you and let me welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship. It's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every week we have a main focus, main theme, and today, oh, it's a good one. We're going to be talking about the cross of Christ. If there's no cross, there's no hope. There's no redemption. If there's no Jesus, if there's no redemption of sins, we are hopeless. But praise the Lord, the cross of Christ still stands. The tomb is still empty and Jesus still Lord. I love it. Hey, I'm going to get to preaching here. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. All hail the power of Jesus' name, that angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. He chosen seed of Israel's race, he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial to him all majesty. Yes, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. And today we're focusing on the cross of Christ. You know, as Christians, we know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But why did he have to endure such an awful death? Now, I mean, couldn't he just redeem humanity in just maybe an easier way? Well, to answer this question, we need to realize the righteousness of God, because he is holy. No one has ever seen him and lived. I mean, our sinful nature cannot exist in the presence of pure holiness. That's a thought for you. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we know that the wages of sin is death. So this reality, friend, leaves us in a lost condition, eternally separated from God. Our sinful nature couldn't redeem itself. Rather, it had to be redeemed by something, or should I say, someone greater and purer. a sacrifice was required, one that was spotless and without blemish. And because our Heavenly Father created us for Himself to bring Him glory and to spend eternity with Him, He provided the only offering powerful enough to reverse the effects of sin and restore us to our original purpose. When Jesus died on that cross, He paid the price for all sin, beginning with Adam and spanning through the ages. He sealed you with the Holy Spirit, and you are forever His child, saved by grace for all eternity.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame when He came.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, focusing on the cross of Christ today. 1 John 4, 9 and 10 says, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Friend, how did God prove His love? The cross. How do we know that God loves us? The cross. See, the cross stands forever as the great demonstration of God's love. And if God gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, when you were at your worst, what circumstance could ever make Him stop loving you?
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering show me Your love through the judge.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
so long and even fight for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Oh. One thing I ask and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Yeah. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you. So good to spend some time with you this weekend. Our men's group, we normally have a monthly prayer breakfast. That was yesterday. We had some biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and some more bacon. It was good. So I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend as well. And today we're feeding upon the Word of God. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Think about that, though, friend. What glory is there in the cross? Paul said, boasting in the cross of Christ. I mean, it was an instrument of torture and shame. But why did Paul glory in it? He gloried in it because the most selfless act ever performed by men or angels took place upon it. He saw from that rough beam upon which the Son of God had been crucified, the radiant hope of the world, the end of the believer's bondage to sin, and the love of God shed abroad in the hearts of men. And with my finite limitations, I cannot fully comprehend the mystery of Christ's atonement. I can only know that all who come to the cross in simple, trusting faith lose all of their guilty stains and find peace with God. So come to the cross today and accept what He's done for you over 2,000 years ago.
Mourner, wherever you are, wherever you are at the cross, there is room. Tell your burdened heart, your burdened heart at the cross, there is room. Tell it in the Savior's ear.
So stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Oh, Fred, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this, of course, Sunday, February the 22nd, 2015. If you ever want to catch up with me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y, just in case if you don't know how to spell Joey. joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. I love opening mail. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. I'm sure your postmaster would appreciate that as well. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.